Hey everybody, welcome back to Uncut, Unfiltered, and Unbothered. Tonight you have
Araceli
and Cass. Woo. What's going on, everybody?
How's everyone's day? How's everyone's week?
I hope you're looking forward to this new episode that we're getting down and dirty with.
Yeah.
And all that jazz.
We're excited.
I know we are. We're like looking into new things, new investments, new time.
Yeah, we're still learning.
I know. Tonight is our first episode recording on our new mics.
Wee.
So if we sound extra loud, that's why.
Yeah.
How's your mini week been?
Good. It's been crazy. A lot of people getting sick, you know, and just kind of
trying to avoid the world.
Yeah. Homebodies.
How was Ethan's shirt?
Oh, I had to make him a shirt for the 100th day of school. And it was cool. He liked it.
He was
all excited. Yeah.
Because it was choo-choo.
A whole bunch of trains.
Come on, everybody. On the train. Choo-choo.
I remember that song forever.
Me.
You? How was your day?
It was good. My new one was good today. He had a really good day.
Aww.
He had an off day yesterday, but it was a good day. It was, my co-teacher was in a really good mood, so that's always great. Like, yeah. You know, both of us were bouncing off of each other, so.
Those good vibes.
It was a very good day.
Good.
So today we're actually, gonna talk about some pretty intense stuff.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
So, basically, what we really, really want to know is why the fuck are serial killers so intrusive? Like, why are they so interesting?
Yeah, like, have you noticed that, like, not even just on Netflix, but on TV as well, like, they're showing shows and movies of serial killers and murders, and they're giving them all this attention that, I mean, they really shouldn't have, but we can't help but want to know why they do or did what they do, you know?
Yeah. It's just, like, it's kind of freaky, though, if you think about it, because it's, like, you're, like, I don't need to watch that. And then the next thing you know, you're watching the whole entire thing.
Yeah, you're watching, like, the documentary. You're looking into, like, their background history.
You're Googling, like, what were their parents like, and, you know, it's just, like a pretty weird, not a weird thing, but it's a freaking weird thing, too, like, you know, like, why is serial killers the hot trending topic?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it because you want to know how their brain works? Is it because you want to know, like, why they are the way they are? No pun intended. You just, I don't know, you know, like, did you know, like, back then, they used to, like, investigate their brains? They would do autopsies of their brains.
I didn't know that. That is weird.
To see if they had any abnormalities to a normal person's brain.
Oh, wow. And they didn't, right?
I don't know.
No.
I didn't look that far into it, but
that's pretty intense.
I remember during one of my criminal justice classes, that's something that I had read, and I was like,
I could have sworn that someone's brain, one of the serial killers' brains, was, like, donated to a museum or something.
Maybe. You do a lot more research on that than I do.
Man, these serial killers are whack.
I mean, like, right now, of course, like, the hot one is gonna be
Ted Bundy,
because that's his documentary, and
he has one on Netflix, and then right now they're coming out with another movie with Zac Efron playing Ted Bundy in the point of view of his ex-wife, right?
See, and then I feel like a lot of people are like, why did they choose Zac Efron? I don't know if you saw that post on Facebook.
Yeah, I saw a bunch of those.
And I honestly, like, I can relate to it, because it's true, like, there is no standard by the book look of what a serial killer is supposed to look like.
Yeah.
You know, like, and then that's what they say, like, you know, that's why Ted Bundy was so good at what he did, because nobody ever suspected him, you know?
Exactly. And what creeped me out, too, about him was, like, have you seen the picture of all the mugshots?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how different he looks in each and every one of them? It's crazy.
To be a serial killer in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, must have been, like, the easiest time to kill,
because exactly
there's no technology. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know, like, there's just so many different things that they could have gone away with, and, you know?
Yeah, like, they didn't have the technology that we did now, right? Technology, not technology.
I didn't say anything because she always makes fun of me.
It's my turn.
That's what happens when you hang out with me too
much. I know.
You start talking all funny.
But yeah, it's scary. I mean, don't you wonder though, like, if they were alive now, like, still a serial killer, yeah, would they get caught or would they get away with it? And then I had no freaking idea that Ted Bundy got away twice.
Oh yeah, he like evaded the police twice, right?
That is crazy.
I feel like, I don't know, I don't even know how he got away the first time.
The first time, I think they were in a library or something doing research because he was going to be his own lawyer. Mm-hmm. And they walked out of the room, the officer and someone else.
Like dumbasses?
Yeah, and he just jumped out of the window. Like, who would do that? Like, why?
See, and then I also saw, too, that the judge was like, that Bundy was, like, a waste of potential, that he could have been a big lawyer and stuff like that. Like, that he felt sorry for Bundy.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was like, wow, like...
Why would you say that?
It's just fucking crazy. Like, and it is kind of scary, though, if you think about it, because it's like, that's what good looks can get you. Mm-hmm. Like, good looks, you were a potential lawyer, you could have... done this, you could have done that, but instead you chose to fucking sexually assault and molest and murder women. Like, yep. You know, I feel like Ted Bundy was a sexual sadist though. Like, yeah. He was like a dominant sexual sadist. Like, he had to get what he wanted, and then like it only he was sexually aroused like by killing them, you know.
And then he would like, you know, mess with them after they were dead. That's
pretty sick. Oh yeah, he was a necrophiliac.
There you go.
Right?
That's what I was trying to think of.
He was a. If you don't know what that means,
look it up.
It's dictionary time. flip.
Fact
flip,
of the day:
a necrophiliac is someone who likes to have sexual relations or intercourse with the deceased body.
That's Ted Bundy.
Ding. So. That's pretty much that.
Yeah.
So.
I just want to know why all of a sudden people like it was like are a into
boom.
It.
Yeah, like, I don't, maybe because, like, today we have so much technology and it's, like, what, maybe that's what it is, too. Like, there's so much technology, there's internet, there's, mm-hmm. you know, like, there's so many things
all
that,
around us.
You know, that maybe people are, like, if it was in this era or if we had this technology back then, we would have been able to catch them so much sooner.
Yeah.
Right? You think so?
I think so. That's what I was telling my sister. I was like, man, if he was doing that now, he wouldn't have been able to. He would have been caught fast. You know, with all of the technology we have now, it's too advanced.
I just feel like, why are we so obsessed with the serial killers?
Yeah. And like, then thinking too, like, about that, about the technology, I wonder if the Zodiac Killer would have been caught.
Oh, I think for sure. Because his thing was, he used payphones. He would go into stores and use phones and like, oh, can I please borrow your phone? So it's like, nowadays, what do you see every time you look up? A camera.
Yeah.
Or if you use a payphone, if you use a cell phone, it could have been tracked, it could have been traced, pinpointed. Okay, let's say he was dumb enough to use his own cell phone. Oh, it's registered to the Zodiac Killer. Like, you know what I mean?
The Zodiac Killer.
But I just feel like, and that's another thing too, like, the Zodiac Killer, he was so pissed that he wasn't getting the attention he deserved, you know?
Yeah.
And then that's why he would send the letters to the police, because he wanted to be the next Ted Bundy. He wanted to be, you know, this person that was going to get all this attention, and when it didn't go his way, he would be pissed.
That's whack. Because I'm also thinking of the BTK killer. He was the same thing, but his wording was, he wants the attention that the Zodiac killer got.
Yeah, so it's like, they're all trying to outdo each other.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Like, do you think Leatherface gave a shit? Do you think Freddy Krueger?
Freddy Krueger?
Jason X cared? Locks the doors.
Right.
But, you know, like, it's just, I don't understand. Like, and then nowadays, like, I don't think you really hear of serial killers anymore.
Not as much as
I mean, shit,
then.
For all I know, there's a serial killer hiding in the park here in Uvalde.
It's probably me. Wait, that's scary.
This has now become the Araceli show.
Ah, right.
You know, so it's like, I don't feel like, maybe there is, maybe we just haven't done enough research, but it's like, typically when somebody gets murdered, the whole fucking internet is like, we're on this shit.
Unless, like, it's like a homeless person, or someone that just really, doesn't know a lot of people.
Is under the radar. Like, you never suspect them. This is why we watch Criminal Minds, people.
Exactly.
Like, and if you're not watching Criminal Minds, go fucking watch it. That's not a promotion.
Right. Give us sponsorship.
But if you want to sponsor us, at PayPal.
Do your research so you will not be one of the people that gets murdered. Exactly. Don't put yourself in that position.
Yeah. And I mean, and I feel like a lot of the things is nowadays, it's like, we're stupid.
Yeah.
Like, if a guy offers you a ride, you're gonna get in the car.
And you don't even know him.
If you meet this guy online and he's like, ooh, girl, you hot. You're hot. Ooh, girl, you're hot. Like, I'm from fucking San Antonio, supposedly, you know. Stop. I'm from San Antonio. And yeah. Let's meet up. You fucking meet him at the fucking park. And
I don't.
Like, why would you be so stupid? Like, or, oh, your kids are cute. Can I meet them?
Yeah, and then don't leave your kids with, oh, that's a big thing. Don't leave your kids with a stranger.
Like, and then it's sad, too, because it's like, you can't even leave your kids with anybody. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, yeah. And that's sad. That's sad.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, it is sad. There's so many, like, just people don't think. And then everywhere you go, you see people on their phones. Mm-hmm. You know, not spending time with the family. Or when you're with your partner, you know, both of you are on your phones most of the time.
It's like those videos right on Facebook where they tell, like, the mom or the dad that they're going to kidnap the kid. And yeah. And the parents are like, oh, no, like, it'll be okay. And then the kid ends up getting taken.
Yeah.
And the mom's, it's usually the mom that's watching, right?
Yeah.
And the dad's just the idiot on his phone, like, oh, shit.
Like that, what was it called? The one that I told you about, the little boy, the 2-year-old that was murdered. The two little boys that killed him.
Oh, the ones from the mall?
Yeah. Uh-huh. That one. Well, the mom took her eyes off of the little boy for, like, a second. Like, just to get change from her purse.
And you're in the mall. Mm-hmm. Which is already crowded.
And like, there was cameras. Like,
see, and then, like, to me, like, it gives me anxiety. Like, whenever I go to, like, Ingram or North Star and I see these kids, like, running. Mm-hmm. Running. And the parents are just like, oh, they're fine, they're just running around.
See, it's not even that. Like, I cannot do that. Even here at, like, our little HEB, our Walmart, whatever. Like, no. Ethan's already five, sorry. And Nathan's gonna be 3. And I still put them in the basket. Because, I mean, you just never know. You never know what people are gonna do. All it takes is,
oh, crap, I dropped this. Or, oh, mm-hmm. I'm gonna leave the basket right here. I'm gonna run down this, the exact aisle you're in. And you look up, and the next thing you know, your kids are gone.
Yeah, like those videos where they show the people trying to steal the kids, like, right in front of the parents.
Okay, so right, that's another thing I want to talk about. Did you see the thing where the girl Snapchatted the child abduction case in Dallas?
No.
Did you see that?
No.
This girl was in traffic in Dallas, downtown, supposedly, in the hot spot of Dallas. And she snapped like a dumbass, and she got so much backlash. And she was like, oh, just witnessed the kidnapping case in Dallas. And so this whole fucking time she's recording, and there's people running after this man. It was a man. I don't know if he kidnapped a little girl or a guy, or a little girl, a little boy, or multiple kids, but there's people running, like grown men, old men, young men, like running after this man. So I guess the girl's husband parks, and they get off, and he's like taking off, like running. Mm. So her husband, I'm guessing, is one of the ones that ends up tackling him down, and she has his foot on him, and the wife is like, no, babe, get off of him. It's not our business. Can you imagine?
Oh my god.
Like, can you fucking imagine hearing that?
Was that on Facebook?
Yeah. If I find it, I'll tell you later. But like, she's like, no, no, get off. It's not our business. This doesn't concern us. Can you imagine?
Oh wow.
This dumbass got so much backlash, and I'm so happy that she did too, because it's like, that's a kid, and this child is, for all you know, gonna be murdered, gonna mm-hmm. be sold into sex slavery. God knows, like, what? You know, and you're over here, it's not our business. But if that was your fucking kid.
Or her.
You know, like, ugh, it just made my blood boil, like, so bad. I can't believe you haven't seen it.
No, I haven't. Not at all. I haven't even heard of it. That is so sad.
I was just like, holy crap.
But like, that too, like, a lot of people are like that. Like, with bullying, a lot of people just kind of turn their heads. And that's
another thing, too, that we could slide in there. Omar, if you're listening, I know you said we can't keep a conversation for shit, but that's another thing, too. Like, if you're listening to this, and if you're a parent, I'm just going to say this, and I don't want to hear any backlash because I don't have any kids, but those of y'all who say, my kid isn't a bully, and imagine I said that in one lowercase, one small case letter, like that, you have no idea what your kids are doing when they're at school.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I've seen it on a soccer team where, you know, these kids bully other kids because, you know, they have to wear this or they have to wear that. And it's like, your kids are fucking stuck up jerks.
Yeah.
Your daughter is, she's a little bully. Your son's a bully too. And it's like, when is the suicide attempts or the suicide
rate
gonna drop, like, you know? Yeah, like, and it's when is it gonna take for you to learn, like, oh hell no, my kid's not a bully, my kid doesn't do shit like that. Like, you have no idea. Yeah. When I was in high school, I was bullied, and if you're one of those girls that's listening, you made my life hell in high school, you know? And it's like, I moved on from it, I'm successful, I'm happy, I'm loved, you know? Yeah. But it's like, you have no idea how bad words cut, like, you know? And
mentally and physically,
like, you have no idea, like, how fucked up it is to wake up and be like, I don't even want to fucking go to school today.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just, it's so hard. Like, and then it's like, there's these kids who are getting bullied. I've seen it when I was a substitute teacher in pre-K kindergarten. Wow. Girls, little girls, she's fat, we're not gonna hang out with her. Can you imagine? This little girl is 4 or 5 and her whole self-confidence goes out the fucking door. Mm-hmm. She's never gonna be the same way again. So even if you think your kid's not a bully, talk to them. Or talk to their friends. Talk to their teachers. You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
Stay woke.
Everyone's mean nowadays. But yeah, that was our serial killer conversation.
Sorry, Omar. We said it, man.
No, but it was good because, like, you know, we just kept it going. So yeah, I think we should move on to our next topic.
Dun, dun, dun.
Which is...
What? We have our topics, like, picked out, but we forget what order we're supposed to talk about.
I know
about
we have. In. We could talk about aliens.
Mm-hmm.
We could talk about Mandela effect.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about Mandela.
Okay,
so if you're part of the 1% population who doesn't know what Mandela is, it talks about Nelson Mandela.
That's what it's named after.
The Nelson Mandela effects is named after Nelson Mandela.
Yeah. Right.
But it was that supposedly that Nelson Mandela hadn't died in the 90s, and he died recently when it didn't. So basically, if you sum it down, it's when a group of people can convince you that this didn't really happen.
Yeah.
Or that it's spelled this way, or that it's spelled that way, or it looks like this and it doesn't look like that. Like, my favorite recent one is my husband Sergio actually pointed out to me that I was like, here in town, our local sporting goods store is called Hibbett's. Or so we thought.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, let's go to Hibbett's. And he was like, okay, let's go. So we pull up and he's looking at the sign and I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, it's not called Hibbett's. And I was like, yes, it is. And he was like, it's called Hibbett Sports. And I was like, no, it's not.
It still sounds like you said Hibbett's.
And I was like, no, it's not. So I look up at the sign and I'm like, holy shit, it's called Hibbett Sports. Hibbett
Sports. I've never said Hibbett. I've always said Hibbett's Sports.
And so now it's like, holy shit, now I gotta go to Hibbett.
Right, like, you know? Boring.
But I feel like it is true, though. Like, what's your favorite one?
My favorite one is the Berenstain. That one.
Oh, yeah, that one's trippy.
Yeah, that one, like, always gets me. And then I don't know what video I was watching, if it was Jane Dawson's or I just kind of, like, got into someone's else. But, okay, have you ever heard of that movie with, what is his name? The genie guy? The basketball player? Oh, my gosh. Is it Shaq?
Kazam?
Yes. Yeah, Shazam. Shaq.
Uh-huh.
Or Kazam. I thought it was Shazam. Oh, shoot. Ah! Okay, wait, let me look it up.
I think it was Kazam.
Okay, let's see.
She gonna look it up.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Shazam. Because it would make sense because it's Sha for Shaq.
Not sure.
But push it real good.
Maybe Kazam.
The following message is brought to you by...
Oh, I don't remember the exact name of the movie. We will find out later, and I'll post it on the Facebook page. But, yeah, that movie, what's the actor's name?
Shaq.
Okay, Shaq.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Yes. He says he never made the movie. That movie doesn't exist. And somebody showed, like, a clip of the movie, and it's trippy. Like, everything in this one scene shows, like, Mandela effects, basically. Like, Kit Kat. I don't know if the word Kit Kat... There was, like, a Kit Kat bar in there. Mm-hmm. And the little space in between was gone. Or it was there. I don't know. Either way...
Yeah.
Like, everything... There was just little, like, clues everywhere. And I was just, like, tripping out. Like, Curious George... He has a tail, or he doesn't have a tail. What else? Mickey Mouse. The suspenders. Mm-hmm. And he didn't have suspenders. There was so many. Something about Yellowstone. There was, like, a map of Yellowstone Park.
I'm, like, tripping out thinking about it.
Yes, I need to find it on YouTube. Well, that's where I saw it, but I was like, oh, my God. I was, like, freaking out because it was so crazy. Like, I can't believe that he... himself said, like, no, that movie doesn't exist. I never made that movie, when the video clips are there.
Yeah, like, he was,
yes, like, I don't get it. Holy it's crap. Freaking me out. But I love them. They're so, like, they're so interesting. But why is that? Like, why do we go, like, oh, I remember it like this? Or
I don't know. I feel like it's because, in all honesty, I feel like it's how you grow up with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, some people are so stubborn that, shit. What was it? There's one here in town that people are like, no, it's not that. And I was like, yes, it is. Oh, it's going to bug me, and it's going to come back to me in the middle of a different conversation, mm-hmm. and it's going to piss me off.
But you can see it.
Ugh.
Like, Sex and the City. Sex and the City.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know which one it is, but.
I thought it was Sex and the City. Or Sex in the City.
See, like, it's I don't know.
Yeah, and it's just
how does that even happen?
I don't know, man. I really don't know. You know, but no, I feel like it's based on how you first hear it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, easily somebody could have been like that, like Kit Kat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the way you say it, Kit Kat. Kit Kat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the way you first hear it can cause another... Oh, no, it's not like this, like this. Oh, okay, mm-hmm. You say it's like this, so let's just keep it rolling, like...
Let's just call it a Mandela effect.
Shit.
There are so many, like, so, so many.
If you're listening to this, go to our Facebook page and drop your favorite Mandela effect.
Yes, do that. Put it in the comments. A picture, video, whatever.
A link.
Comment.
Yeah, whatever... Whatever is your favorite one, let us know so that way we can look back on them and talk about them later. Because I know there's so many good ones, but we're trying really hard not to use our phones while we're recording. So, like, we're trying really hard.
Yeah, because you just want to jump to your phone and, like, okay, no, here's the proof.
It's right here. So, speaking of proof, do you believe in aliens?
I do. I believe in them. What about you?
I want to believe. Like, I really, really, really... want to, because there's so many things like that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like, how the hell did the freaking Egyptians carry heavy ass fucking stone to the top? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, how did they do it? How did they do Stonehenge? How did they do, like, the Aztec pyramids? Like, how do they do it? Like, you know? And then the other day when we were trying to come up with topics, you remember how I said, like, people, like, I can't even think of it. Like, medieval times. How did they learn their trades?
Yeah.
How did they learn how to blacksmith? Who taught the original blacksmith to fucking pound the shit out of freaking, I don't even know what it is, steel? You know, like, who taught a carpenter that if you do this and this, this creates this? Like, who taught them that?
Who started it all, basically?
Who started math?
Yeah.
Who said, okay, you know what? After you decide to go to school, who taught people how to write? Mm-hmm. Like,
Or like, oh, our language is going to be English, so let's learn English.
Like, how did that happen? Like, where did it come from?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, it's trippy. Like,
and then with all these, like, random UFO sightings or...
See, and then, like, another thing, too, is, like, why is our government so upkept?
Yeah, like, they never say anything.
I don't want to freaking die. But how are they so okay with, like, it doesn't exist? Aliens don't exist. If it didn't exist... How did it pop in the head of somebody that created the first movie?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's like we were talking about one time too. Like, it's like, man.
Oh, like everything has to come from something. Like, yeah, an idea.
Yeah, like vampires, werewolves, dragons. Yeah. Like, if it's not real, then where did it come from? You mean to tell me that whoever invented dragons, they were just like, you know what would be cool? Like a lizard that flew and breathed dragon. Blue fire, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, I was trying so hard to sound stupid. I sounded too stupid.
Yeah, exactly. Like, where do people get these ideas from? Where did it all start? Like, basically what you said.
Exactly. Like, you know, like, so it's like, it's kind of like, what the heck? Like, I don't know, man. Like, it's kind of like,
and then aliens and all these alien movies and everyone's ideas of what they do.
And if you think about it, all the alien movies kind of like add up, like they link up, like they want to take over our planet.
Yeah,
they either want to use us for resources, like, you know, Independence Day, for example. Independence Day is one of my favorite movies. Sergio can't stand it. But it's one of my favorite movies, you know. And it's like, he's always like, you know, they're like, they're just here to use our resources. They're here to, like, to kill us, to invade us. They want us to die. In the movie Signs, another one of my favorite alien movies.
Oh, I like that one, too.
You know, like, it's trippy because there's so much stuff written about them. And then it's like the guy says in the beginning whenever the brother is at the army recruiter's office. Mm-hmm. And he's like, they send a small group to assess the area. And then they take the information back. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what those guys were doing. You know, like, I'm out of breath because I'm so excited talking about this.
Yeah, no,
so,
but that's like, really good because...
Yeah, yeah, like, you know, when it's like, it's, you know, like, I don't think I can honestly say, like, I've never seen an alien movie where it didn't end in war, you know.
Yeah,
and then
that's true.
And then, like, they say too, like, I've heard, like, aliens don't want us to turn to nuclear war because then the planet would be useless.
Hmm, that's a good point. But why do we never see them or anything? Like, I've never seen a UFO. Have you?
Okay. I don't know if y'all remember when there was supposedly the UFO in Eagle Pass. Hmm. Did you see the lights that were in Eagle Pass, supposedly?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm gonna swear to you, I was in that group of people who saw the initial flash.
Oh, wow.
Because me and Serge were in town being hood rats. And he was driving, and I remember we were in the Durango. We were putting gas, because he puts gas at the Stripes by Walmart. And I was just in the Durango, and he, you know, he's driving, he's friggin' brrr with his bass. I was spaced off in the passenger seat, and I just saw this huge flash. And I was like, babe, what was that? And he was like, what was what? And I was like, that flash, you didn't see it? And he was like, no, what are you talking about, Cass? I get on Facebook while he's pumping gas, and like maybe a handful of people were like, did anybody else see the flash? Did anybody see the flash? Did anybody else see the flash? What was that? What was that? What was that? Later that night, people were posting about the lights in Eagle Pass, and they were saying it was a UFO departing. And it's so scary because then you have all these people that are like, no, it's not real. It's not real. It's not real. Like, because it's like, I want to believe in aliens, but I feel like the part of me that doesn't want to believe is because I'm scared.
Yeah. And I think that's why the government doesn't come out with, yes, aliens are real, because they know people will panic because they're scared. Oh, that's exactly.
I mean, like, how do you know aliens aren't already here?
Exactly.
Like, in Men in Black.
They're probably here just hiding. Like, what's up with them being so, like, overprotective with Area 51? I saw this video where these guys, like, they already knew what was going to happen, but they were just pretending like they were just riding around on their bikes. And they were there for, like, I want to say, like, less than a minute. And then these, like, trucks just come super fast, and they stop right in front of them, and they're just, like, rude. It's not even like, hey, you need to get off the property.
It's restricted.
It's like, get the hell off the property now, or we will shoot you right here. Like, that's what they told them. And they were like, okay, I'm sorry. Like, it was just a misunderstanding. And they're like, okay, well, don't do it again.
See, and that's ugly. Like, you're willing to kill Americans people that you're sworn to protect to keep the secrets
mm-hmm.
of stuff that I feel like we should fucking know.
We should
like,
know, yes.
Like, okay, you identified their fucking weaknesses. Is it water so I can go buy mangueras? Like,
yeah, you know what so I mean? You're aware, so you like, know what you could do.
But no, I mean, could that be another fucking thing of their population control?
Or did they invent aliens?
Hits blunt.
For real? Twice. That's crazy. Yeah. Population control is really...
It's a really scary thing.
It's another topic, but yes,
that's
it is gonna get in.
That we'll probably talk about that next week.
Oh, yes. Let's talk about next week. Next week, population control.
Because, holy fuck.
Yeah, that one... We'll make that one pretty,
pretty
crazy.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's a lot of... There's gonna be a lot of... Ooh, yes. I'm excited.
I know.
Not that I'm not excited for this one, but I'm excited. Like, I'm super excited.
And we will do our research, so it's more in-depth.
And we're not just like,
being silly.
What?
But
no,
yeah.
But I mean, like, in all honesty, like, who taught these people how to do these things?
And how weird. I have always thought of that, too. Like, where did we learn all these things from?
Like, who taught the first person?
Mm-hmm.
Who taught that person? Like, you know, like... And it's just, it's crazy to think about because you're like, I don't want to think about those things. I don't want to think about those things.
Yeah.
No, because then it tells you, if you think about it, that means you have to accept that we're not superior.
Mm-hmm.
We're not the superior race. And in all honesty, I feel like we're not. Like, because here's a little subtopic. Our race, we're not worth the fuck.
Yeah, we're
like,
pretty
you know,
vulnerable.
We're horrible. We're vulnerable. We can be killed by diseases.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we murder other. I'm not saying like I'm
we
a
kill
freaking,
our own.
Like yes, I'm not saying I'm here like an anti-hunter. Like I mean, shit, we've been doing it for years. I'm not a vegan. I'm not a vegetarian. No hate to those who are, but I love to eat my meat. You know, like I love cochina. I love you know stuff like that, and
yeah.
It's like. We've been doing it for literally millions, not millions, thousands of years. So it's like, you know, we kill things, we destroy things, we don't care that, you know, it's like in South America, they're cutting into more and more of the Amazon rainforest,
mm-hmm.
and then they're complaining and bitching that there's anacondas in people's houses.
Wow.
You know, like, have you ever seen those videos?
No, I don't think so.
There was this one video where this one lady came home from work and there was a fucking 25-foot anaconda in her house.
Oh my gosh, how ugly.
Like, can you imagine, like, seeing the fucking mouth on that thing?
Yeah.
Like, or can you imagine waking up and you fucking see your kid wrapped around?
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh.
Like, wild, man. Like, you know, like, in a way, humans suck. You know, maybe that's why they have the aliens, so that way, you know, they can tell us. Like them, like, hey man, what you gotta do is how we survive so many fucking years, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know.
No, yeah, it's kind of scary to think like we don't know who taught us what we know now, where it originated from. We don't know.
Like, in all honesty, too, like that's when technology comes into play, too.
Yeah.
Who gave those people the idea to do those things?
Yeah.
You know? Like. It's just kind of trippy, man.
Like, how did this all start? How do they know what to do? How did they know how to do it? There's just so many questions that don't have answers.
Yeah. Like, or there's answers and they're just, we're never going to get them.
Yep.
Like, I can only imagine if we lived in, like, medieval times. I honestly don't think I would have survived in medieval times.
I know I wouldn't have survived in medieval times.
Like, it's not even, like, a technology thing. It's a heat and cooling thing.
Mm.
Like, and the bathing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I bet it was sick.
How the hell did they have so many fucking kids? Mm. Like, you know what I mean?
Seriously.
Like, oh, like, come here, girl.
Like, I can't even imagine raising kids back then.
Oh, yeah. Like, you know, like, I feel like that would be so scary. Like, oh, he has a, like... Like, you know, he got a cut. Just let it drain. He's going to get super hot for a long time. Let it drain. He survives. He survives. If not, he dies.
Yeah.
Have another one. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like.
Like, none of, they didn't have medicines back then. They didn't have vaccines.
Antibiotics.
Yeah.
None of that stuff.
Nothing.
Like, right now, you step on a nail, you go get a tetanus shot, or you take antibiotics to cancel out the tetanus, and you're fine. Back then, you step on a rusty nail, you were dead.
Yeah.
Literally dead. They woke up dead.
Your favorite part?
Wait, I haven't referenced any scary movies.
I know. Lately. What's up with you? You're not being yourself.
It's because I went back to dark hair. I'm not as an airhead anymore. Just kidding to all my blonde friends. Before you have a fucking heart attack.
But yeah, aliens are pretty, like, pretty trippy.
Or too, like, how do we know they haven't already been in our homes? I was reading this post that said that pets are aliens.
Oh, shoot.
And that one tripped me out because Calliope's weird, man. Like,
what if they are and they're just, like, watching you?
Yeah, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, okay, you saw her eyelids the last time.
And they're pretty freaking smart, the animals.
Like, yeah, if you think eyelids. About it, too, like, when you talk to a dog and you tell them to do something, how do they know what it is?
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that blows my freaking mind, in Mexico, how do dogs understand Spanish? How do dogs understand German? How do dogs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, how do they understand Greek, French?
Dude, that is so weird. I never thought of that. Like, wow.
You know what I mean? Like, you tell a dog in Mexico, hey, Ven. And the dog goes.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you tell them, come here, they don't go.
How weird, because you're talking about that, right? And John showed me a video of, what is it, a lechuza?
Mm-hmm.
Shoot, I don't know. Well, this man, he's talking to the thing, and he's like, he's asking it questions.
Mm-hmm.
In Spanish, of course, and he's like,
oh, eres una bruja.
Yes.
And she's like shaking her, uh-huh. Shaking her head or something
and
like that.
And he's like, do you want me to take you home, right? And like the thing shakes his head no, or it's like no, or like that, I don't know,
something like that, right? Yeah,
it was just like it was reacting to his questions, and it was so weird.
Like, and you know, like I asked Callie, do you want papa, do you want food? And she gets so happy. Or if I'm like, you want to go to bed? Or no, ma'am, don't do that. And she knows, you know. And you know, all these like animal behaviorists were probably fucking hearing this, and they're like, bitch, y'all are stupid. They react to the tone in your voice. But why is it that when you ask them or you tell them in a calm voice, they still do it anyways? Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, it's true. I want to watch the new one. Off topic, the new Twilight Zone with what, Jordan Peele, right?
Oh yeah, uh-huh.
I want to watch that one.
Sergio's a really big Twilight person. I am, but I'm not at the same time.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Hmm. Like, stuff like that really, really fascinates me, and I feel like I'm just gonna dive in like I did with Game of Thrones. Upsop topic. I finally finished Game of Thrones.
She did.
And I cried. And I'm gonna rewatch it again in case I miss anything time. It took me like about a good month and a half to finish it. Because
wow.
I am not able to binge watch anymore like I used to. And they're freaking hour-long episodes.
Oh, I hate that.
Like, I like them because they're so long. But at the same time, it's like, they're so long, right?
Yeah.
So, winter is coming. Winter's coming on my birthday, April 14th.
Whoop, whoop.
So, I'm excited to see the Targaryen Stark, but not Stark. Ooh, just did a spoiler. Saga unfold.
I'm like,
I was talking to her about it last night, and she was like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine some of the characters, but I really don't know much about this show.
And I'm just gonna have to, like...
She's just gonna have to tell me, because I'm not gonna watch it.
She just doesn't know it yet. What else are we supposed to...
I don't know, let's talk about... Do you remember any of the comments that people threw in there? Like, let's talk about this.
Oh, like the sleep paralysis.
Oh, yes.
I remember, okay, so the last time I was talking about how my mom said you're not supposed to sleep with your feet towards the door.
Oh, right, right.
Remember? So,
fun fact.
Saturday, I was with Anais and Omar, which is Araceli's sister and brother-in-law. And we were at the park, and they were asking me about it. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know what? Let's call Benita. So I called her, and she didn't answer me.
Her mom, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I called her, and she didn't answer me, which is normal, because I'm not my brother. And then I called her again, and then she was like, ¿Qué quieres? And so I told her, I was like, Mom, I asked her in Spanish, so I'm translating, and I was like, why are you not supposed to sleep with your feet towards the door? She's like, what? And then I asked her again. She's like, oh, so the dead doesn't drag you away.
Oh.
And I was like, what? And she's like, you know how whenever you die, the coroner goes to get you, they pick you up feet first.
Ew.
You know, and I was like, oh my Lord. Like, I probably could have gone the rest of my life without knowing that.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Know, like, that's so creepy.
But there we are, asking my mom all these questions. Mm-hmm. Like, and then I also asked her why you're supposed to sleep with at least one light on in your house. And she said, so you don't invite the dead in.
Wow.
So for all you people who are about saving that energy, Sir
John.
Y'all are whack, because I ain't about to invite no dead motherfuckers in my house.
I hate when the house is dark because I feel watched. I could just feel it. The difference between when the lights are on and when they're off.
And just because y'all are dead asleep don't mean nothing. Mm-hmm. Like,
you're not protected in your little four walls of your room.
So, yeah, that was pretty much, like, what I asked my mom. But, and then I think there was a comment somebody had said about sleep paralysis. I had mentioned that my mom and my dad both kind of had some issues with sleep paralysis. And I don't think it's ever happened to me. Maybe once. And my cat got to my back.
Yeah.
The little alien that she is. You know, I don't know if anybody has ever seen Insidious.
We have.
And I'm never going to forgive you for sending me that one gift. If you know me, I am terrified of the red-faced demon in Insidious.
Yeah, he's creepy.
I don't know what it is about him. I don't know why. I can watch Darth Maul from Star Wars and they look exactly mm-hmm. alike. But yeah. I don't know what it is. He just terrifies me. So, one night, Serge was asleep and I was... in bed, and my cat slept in the corner, and I had moved the room around, and I put my long mirror in the corner, and the mirror faces the hallway. Like, if I look in the mirror, it shows me the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember I was asleep and something woke me up, and I was like, what the heck? And I was tempted to go to the restroom. I feel like that's what it was going
oh,
on.
Oh yeah,
right. I had to go to the restroom, but my cat would not let me off the bed. And she just kept staring into the hallway, and something was like, don't look in the mirror.
Oh, like, my don't gosh. Look in the mirror. I can imagine
and
that.
I got chills, like, all over my body, and I was like, fuck, 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 fuck. Like, you know, and... But I feel like something woke me up. Like, I feel like maybe Callie, she's my little spirit animal. Like,
yeah.
You know, she was like, hey, man, don't wake up. Mom, you gotta wake up, because if you don't, something's gonna get you, you know? And she was literally clawing at me.
Oh, my
like,
gosh.
Her nails were in my feet. Like, do not get up.
Wow.
Like, have you ever experienced anything like that?
Something like that, but not to that extent. Not, like, where the animal's, like, clawing me, but kind of just, like, doesn't want to... go where I'm going
in
with
the room.
Me they don't yeah they don't stop me I've never like experienced sleep paralysis. I don't want to, but like all the other stories that I've heard of when people do, it's like I can't even imagine, like not being able to move and like trying to make noise but no one can hear you. Like I've just been thinking like, okay, if it happened to me, what else could I do or what could I do to alert the other person? I don't know, it's just real scary. But I wonder why it happens to people.
I don't know. And you know, and then I just hear like all these different stories, like it happens because of this or because of your past life, or I don't know. All I know is I don't ever want it to happen to me again, because mm-hmm. I swear I feel like I ever wake up and I see something on top of me, I'm probably gonna die.
Oh my god,
like that's how scared I'm gonna be. I'm probably gonna die.
Why? That's so ugly.
But then I heard too, like those things don't want you to die so they can keep torturing you.
How evil. Wow. That is so ugly. Poor people. Whoever, if there's anyone on here listening that has experienced sleep paralysis, please let us know.
Yes.
In the comments.
Yes.
Or email us.
Yes. And we can read your stories.
Yes.
Our email is tripleutripleupodcast@yahoo.com,
and our send in those stories.
Yes. And our Facebook page, if you would like to just message us there, is Uncut, Unfiltered, and Unbothered. Not podcast, right?
No, I don't think it's
okay,
podcast.
Yeah. So we're hoping to get this episode up hopefully by Friday. We're gonna try something new next week. We just have to mess with this and see how it goes,
right?
So I think this is a good place.
Yeah. I also want to mention, though, too.
Oh, yes.
If you are listening to the podcast, screenshot, you know, your phone and show us some love so we can share on our page that
you know, we have an audience.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Like,
and I'm pretty sure, you know, like, y'all are listening. And, you know, I, for those of y'all who listen to us at work and, you know, we're just something to get your day going, thank you. Like, you know.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
We appreciate it no matter what time of day or night you're listening to us. Hey, you're listening to us, you know, like, took my husband forever to listen to us.
One more thing, though, the restaurant here in Uvalde.
Oh.
What is it called?
Southern Smoked Barbecue.
Yes. On what street?
It's on the corner of Camp Street and Mesquite.
There you go. Yeah, we still need to try that restaurant out, but when? When should we go?
Let's see. Mama Casquez pays Friday, but maybe, hopefully, towards the end of the month.
Yeah, whenever we go, we'll let you know, so you can also stop by and support the small business.
I heard that their breakfast tacos are bomb. If you don't have time for lunch or dinner, stop by, call in your order. They're open from 5 in the morning, I believe. Or they start cooking at 5 in the morning. And they'll have your breakfast tacos no later than 6 in the morning.
5 in the morning? Wow. So that's crazy.
Oh, another question is, why do guys feel the need to play basketball without their shirts?
Oh, yeah.
Drop it in the comment section. But thank you guys so much for listening. We really appreciate the love and support. As always, we are
uncut, unfiltered, and unbothered.
Till next time.
Bye.